68.0 EDG 01200620062068 audio. Continued from EDG 67. Regarding the diameter of the life cylinder, two important parameters come into play. The first is the diameter required for camera insertion. This diameter will likely be quite large, we're talking about at least a few inches. In this specific case, it implies possible replacement without removing the plug. Is such a large diameter really necessary? I don't know. It will depend, but on what? On the longevity and reliability of the equipment to be inserted into this cylinder. Assuming the maintenance-free equipment has a sufficiently long lifespan, its replacement could be done by removing the plug. Why all this detail? Because of oxygen. The ability to supply the station with oxygen via the life cylinder is, in our understanding, essential for the SSV. Caution: adding fittings all over the station's casing seems like a very bad idea for the oxygen supply. This is why we believe that an emergency oxygen supply via the viewing windows must be maintained. The advantage of keeping a small diameter lifeline cylinder without removing the cap is inherently a safety feature for the station. The larger the diameter, the lower this level of safety will be in the event of a leak or breakage of one of the viewing windows. Adding a second lifeline cylinder could be a solution, however, we believe it is preferable to continue this analysis and arrive at a final diameter for this cylinder. In short, for acceptable longevity, we recommend replacing the camera while removing the cap and maintaining a small diameter for the oxygen supply. Conversely, if the cameras require more frequent maintenance or replacement, replacing the equipment should be prioritized over the lifeline cylinder. In this case, it will therefore have a larger diameter. You now know how to choose this diameter. Small or large, oxygen supply remains possible through this channel. However, as you probably know, a small diameter should be preferred if possible. In this station, the cameras won't be the only units requiring maintenance and checks. This comment is addressed to the designers. Therefore, the manufacturing and construction must be geared towards minimal maintenance and maximum longevity. I can't elaborate further on this point, but at least you know why. A sketch with other important details will follow. That's all for now. Pierre Michaud PMI, father of Gabrielle and Stéphane Michaud, victims of abduction in September 2007. The current date is June 20, 2026.